Christians are under attack as never before. We know this by watching the news. There seems to be a new hostility. I believe that it is an attack of the enemy. I believe that it's actually racing toward the end of time, where there will be one world government and even the Antichrist. But I see Christians getting discouraged. There's lethargy. We know there's power in the Holy Spirit, but many of us live as if we don't know that. And I've tried to respond not only by the work I've done for the last 40 years covering the Spirit-filled community, but I've responded with a new book. I've mentioned it a couple of times. It's not coming out until May, very close to Pentecost. It's called Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. And I got the first advance copies yesterday. Now, these are copies that are not for sale. They're actually for the press and for other people in the media to know the book is coming out. This is sort of what publishers do. And I'm so excited. I wanted to come into the studio and share with you my passion that has resulted in this book and hopefully interest you in what I have to say and to get your help to get the word out. You don't want to miss this edition of The Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back, and I am really excited about this book. That's why I wanted to start talking about it. There have been good books written about the Holy Spirit, many good books. There have been books written about cancel culture. I wrote one myself. But this book addresses cancel culture and what's happening in the culture by saying we need the power of the Holy Spirit more than ever before. And it's not just a saying. I try to show. I open up scripture. We talk about the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, power. I tell stories about people, lots of stories about people who actually walk in these spiritual gifts. That's to encourage people and to help them understand that it isn't just a theology, but it's actually power. You know, I'll just make this a little aside, that just in the last week or so, we see this power of the Holy Spirit breaking out in revivals. The one that everyone is talking about right now is the one at Asbury University in Kentucky, but it's spreading to other colleges. I'll be doing a podcast in the next day or two about outbreaks of revival in churches in different places. One of them is in Texas. And so we see that it's beginning to happen. Listen, God is real despite whatever the woke culture or the media is saying. But this book is to give you hope, is to encourage you that the Holy Spirit can help you, first of all, to survive. I mean, sometimes you can get so discouraged. Your church isn't teaching it. Sometimes your kids that you've raised the right way are wayward. You know, maybe there are other problems. I have a whole chapter on trials, which are real. You know, trials work patience, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit. We have to realize that there's a reason for trials, but God can bring you through. I also have a whole chapter on the tribulation. What does that mean? What does the Bible say about the tribulation? How is that going to affect those of us who are alive when this happens? Listen, in a lot of parts of the world, the tribulation is going on. There are many, many Christians that are under attack. It's just that we in the West, particularly in America, think that somehow we are immune to this. I hope that my book helps people feel secure, that God has a plan for their life, has a plan for humanity, and we know that no matter what happens, tribulation or no, cancel culture, woke culture or no, that we win in the end. And I want my book to be an encouragement. Now, it's not going to be for sale until May, but you can go on Amazon.com or other websites and pre-order the book. In fact, it helps us. It helps us to get some kind of early momentum going. Amazon will charge your account when they ship the book, which is on the release date, which is May 16th. That's several months from now. But one time only. I'm going to do something I've never done before. For the first 10 people who respond to info@charismamedia.com, I will send you free, for the first 10 only, because I don't know how many are going to respond. We only printed up a limited number of these books. And as I said, these are for the media and other people to, you know, kind of get the word out ahead of time. So if you want to read my book, if you want to be one of the first ones to do it, write me at info@charismamedia.com and we will send you out a copy. But go to Amazon, help me out, share this with friends, start talking about it. By the way, there are study questions at the end of each chapter. There are several small study groups that are going on. In fact, I'll teach one in my home tonight. And there's a pastor in California, another one in New York, another in Oklahoma. If your church is interested in maybe reading the book and seeing if you'd like to do a Bible study with it in a small group setting, listen, I'll send you a copy of the book and we'll make it happen. When the book comes out next summer, we are going to have a big nationwide push to get churches and denominations all over the country to adopt this book. I wrote it for a new generation, a generation that doesn't remember the Jesus movement or the early days of the charismatic movement in the Catholic Church. You know, they don't remember these great revivals. Many of them don't remember the Promise Keepers movement or the Toronto Blessing or the Pensacola Outpouring. I write about all these great moves of God. You know, God is moving in a new way. I already mentioned that. But I write this for a new generation, hopefully, to encourage people to experience the power of the Holy Spirit, not just as a saying, but something that is a reality, both to make a difference in the world. We have to do that together as the body of Christ, the church of God on the earth today, but also in our own lives. We have to walk by the Spirit of God to rebuke Satan, to overcome sickness, to do all the things that we need to do. We need a return to New Testament Christianity. I hope that you will help me get the word out about Spirit-led living in an upside-down world. God bless you. Thank you for watching. If you don't subscribe, subscribe. They told me today that I'm getting a lot of new subscriptions. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Tune in again for another episode of the Strang Report. I'm doing a lot about the revivals, a lot of other things, but I couldn't help on the day after I got these first copies to come into the studio and just share my excitement. God bless you.
In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.